Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. And Don, we saw the grains kind of just sag and slide here going into that holiday weekend.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at it, Randy, you know, probably one of the issues that we have, it is a 3 days weekend, President's Day on Monday, the markets are closed, so it's a kind of a risk-off type of trade. Still some very much uncertainty with the Phase 1 deal. Now, by the way, that is supposed to kick in over the weekend, February 15th. So I think the trade is anxious to see what happens with that. But then while we're talking about that, also we have a concern with the coronavirus. So, you know, that is just a question mark. Is that going to change the demand by China? You know, those are the things. As we move forward, the weather in South America is non-threatening, and that seems to be what is kind of a bit of an issue here for the market.
Well, it sounds like just logistics is getting to be a headache over in China. So nothing, everything's just backing up.
Yeah, and you know, from a, I think what you're alluding to is the demand side of the market over there, and the demand, that's exactly right. When you have transportation issues, when you have, you know, the coronavirus still trying to control the movement out of supermarkets and such, you know, that is, goes to the heart of what is the demand, is it changing? So you've got the demand side, but also then the supply side around the world with still big crops in South America.
And then over on the livestock side of things, pretty decent day there.
Well, you know, the cattle market did. The cattle market had a good day to the upside, you know, kind of building on Wednesday's higher close, Thursday's higher close, and, you know, a good technical close to end the week. In the spite of the cash market actually trading down $1 to $2 a hundredweight. So, you know, there's some things here looking forward to the seasonalities, the grilling season ahead, hopes that the demand starts to pick up in here. Supplies are going to build in the second quarter. So hopes for China buying remains underneath the market over in the cattle, too.
Sure. And then the hog market was mixed.
Yeah, you know, that hog market is just the same. We've got big supplies here in the U.S. That's battling hopes of some big demand out of China. The cash market has come under pressure. The cutout has come under pressure. You know, China continues to release frozen pork supplies to kind of manage their tighter supplies. So, you know, we'll see over the weekend again. I think all eyes are going to be on the coronavirus from a demand standpoint. And, you know, if we see some buying kick in at this February 15th timeframe. So, you know, the hog market is one that is on hold here. Also had a, you know, a little setback here going into Friday.
Sure. USDA releasers baseline projections here today. Did that get any traction at all or not?
Well, you know, I think the one thing about it, when you look at the USDA projections, they're, you know, continue to really not give you a lot of change from what you see today is kind of what you get in the future. So I think that is one that, you know, you have to keep an eye on. But, you know, we are going to have the February 21st forum, you know, out in front of us, and that is also going to be looking at acres yield and give us a little bit of direction, too.
Sure. Now, with that holiday on Monday, I'm guessing traders will be watching very carefully for anything from China at all, and then how what effects of coronavirus continuing, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, I think those are the big issues. And I think when you look at it, of course, you know, President's Day, you know, we're closed here, but the rest of the world, it's not their President's Day. So, you know, we'll see how the rest of the world trades when we come back on Monday and probably give us a little bit of a prelude to what we can do.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
You know, I think that is it. You know, of course, we're watching the currency issue around the world from a competitiveness. So that's always on the radar with the dollar firm.
Don Rose at U.S. Commodities.